Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
It's a picture of this. Well, we're all sitting here. Judge in Massachusetts just told Karen Reed's defense team they can't actually argue their main theory about who killed John O'Keefe. Yeah. I think we saw it coming, though. I mean, can you imagine you spend months building this whole case about how your client was framed, how the real killers are sitting right there in the courtroom gallery, and then the judge says, nope, you cannot tell the jury any of that. Welcome to the absolutely wild world of the Karen Reed retrial, where today's proceedings gave us zero testimony but maximum drama. In the comments, let me know what your thoughts are on the motions that we heard about today in the trial of Karen Reed. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening as well. Let me back up, because if you are not following this case very much or have just kind of started joining this, you're missing what might be the most bonkers murder trial happening in America right now. Yet in quite some time, Karen Reed, a finance professor from Mansfield, is accused of drunkenly backing her black Lexus SUV into her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, and leaving him to die in a snowbank outside of a Canton home in January of 2022. The prosecution says she did it in a fit of rage after their relationship hit the rocks. The defense, they say O'Keefe was actually beaten to death inside that house during a party, possibly attacked by a dog, and then dumped outside while Karen became the perfect patsy for law enforcement cover-up. Yeah. Today was supposed to be just procedural stuff, what they call a charge conference, where lawyers argue about jury instructions without the jury present. But Judge Beverly Cannone dropped a bomb that basically kneecapped the defense's entire strategy. She ruled that Reed's lawyers cannot directly argue that Brian Albert, who owned the house where O'Keefe died, or Brian Higgins, an ATF agent who'd been flirting with Reed, actually killed O'Keefe. The judge said the defense hadn't proven either man had motive to murder a fellow cop. And common sense would tell you the same thing, too. I mean, think about this just for a second. The defense's whole thing is that there was a conspiracy, this cover-up involving multiple law enforcement officers, and now they can't even name the names when they're giving their big closing arguments tomorrow. Oh! Maybe you should have presented that in your actual case in chief, if that's where you want to go. David Unetti, one of Reed's attorneys, stood up today and made what sounded like a Hail Mary pass, asking for a required finding of not guilty. That's lawyer speak for telling the judge the prosecution's case is so weak it shouldn't even go to a jury. It's a Hail Mary. Except there's no one down there to catch the ball and there's no end zone. His argument was pretty straightforward. Not a single witness testified that O'Keefe's injuries were consistent with being hit by a car, even though some did. He literally said, if there's no collision, there's no case. Ooh, a little rhyming there. But Judge Cannone wasn't buying it. She denied the motion, which means this whole thing is definitely going to the jury, probably by Friday afternoon, which makes this even more fascinating. What about it is? Well, the fact that the defense chose not, and what they chose not to do during their case. They didn't call Brian Albert to testify, the guy whose house they claim all this happened at. They didn't call Brian Higgins, the ATF agent, who allegedly had been texting Karen. They didn't call Michael Proctor, the state trooper who led the investigation and got fired for sending wildly inappropriate texts about Karen Reed to his friends while he was supposedly conducting an impartial investigation. I mean, Proctor did call her a whack job C-word in texts to his sister and joked about finding nude photos on her phone. We're not finding. This is the lead investigator we're talking about. Never brought him up. Never brought him in. I mean, we did hear about the texts. Just another discombobulated piece of this puzzle where if you're the jury, you don't know why, like, okay, I got that. And he said some pretty crappy things. How does this relate to your story and this dog and... The jury has a very mixed bag of information to deal with. On one side, it seems very kind of straightforward, smooth riding. You can absorb it. On the other, it's a lot of, huh? The judge did throw the defense one small bone today. She's allowing them to argue that police knew about Higgins' flirtation with Reed and failed to properly investigate it. You know, those flirty texts that read something more like out of fourth grade than 40-some-year-old adults communicating in some sort of flirtatious way? I wouldn't notify anyone about that either, because those were jokes. That was not flirting. It's something, I guess, but it's pretty weak. compared to being able to argue that Higgins or Elbert actually killed O'Keefe and then orchestrated this massive frame job. You didn't report those really lame flirts to Kieran. She must have killed him. Adam Lally, the assistant district attorney, got up and defended the prosecution's case, saying defense witnesses gave conflicting testimony and showed bias and advocacy. He's sticking to the story that Reed, after a night of heavy drinking in two different bars, intentionally reversed her SUV at 24 miles per hour into O'Keefe during a lover's quarrel. The prosecution says she then fled the scene, leaving him to freeze to death in a blizzard. But here's where it gets really interesting. Remember, this is actually a retrial. The first trial ended in a mistrial last summer when the jury couldn't reach a unanimous verdict there. Get this, after the mistrial, some jurors came forward saying they'd actually agreed to acquit Reed on two of the three charges, including second-degree murder. They only disagreed on the manslaughter while operating under the influence charge. The defense has been arguing ever since that retrying her on those charges violates double jeopardy, but so far no dice because you can't go back in time. Today's hearing spent a lot of time on making sure they don't have another mistrial situation. Judge Cannone said she's adding special language about how jurors should signal their decisions on each individual charge. They're being super careful about the verdict slips and jury instructions because nobody wants to repeat of last summer's confusion. The defense even offered their own proposed verdict slip designed to prevent any mix-ups about lesser included offenses. The timeline we're looking at now is pretty tight. Closing arguments Friday, 9 a.m. Each side gets about an hour, 15 minutes to make their final pitch. Hank Brennan, a special prosecutor, will handle closing with the Commonwealth. For the defense, it'll likely be Alan Jackson, who's been the more theatrical of Reed's attorneys throughout the trial. And the judge will give jury instructions, and 12 jurors will be selected from the current panel of 18 to deliberate. We could have a verdict by the weekend. The numbers tell part of the story here. The prosecution called 38 witnesses over the course of their case. The defense called just 11. The trial has stretched across 31 days over nearly 8 weeks. That's a lot of testimony, a lot of evidence, and a lot of opportunities for reasonable doubt to creep in. What's striking about today's rulings is how they essentially force the defense to argue their case with one hand tied behind their back. They can poke holes in the prosecution's theory. They can question the investigation. They can suggest bias or incompetence, but they can't directly accuse specific people of murder. It's like being allowed to say there was a fire, but not being able to point to the person holding the matches. Because the grown-ups in the room are saying, you're making the whole thing up. The prosecution confirmed today they won't be calling any rebuttal witnesses, which means the evidence portion of the trial is officially over. Everything that's going to be presented has been presented. Now it's just about how the lawyers frame it all in their closing arguments and what 12 people from Norfolk County make of this whole mess. For Karen Reed, who's been showing up to court every day, facing protesters and supporters alike, tomorrow represents possibly her last chance to avoid spending the rest of her life in prison. She's charged with second-degree murder, which carries a life sentence with the possibility of parole after 15 years. She's also facing manslaughter while OUI and leaving the scene of personal injury or death. The stakes are high, and the restrictions placed on the defense today make their job tomorrow that much harder. They'll have to thread the needle of suggesting a cover-up without explicitly saying who did the covering up. They'll have to imply conspiracy without naming the conspirators. It's going to be like watching someone try to describe an elephant without using the word elephant or pointing at it. What makes this so compelling isn't just the salacious details or the small-town drama. It's the fundamental question at its heart. Can you trust the system to police itself. When cops investigate cops and prosecutors work with officers who might be involved in misconduct, when judges make rulings that seem to protect certain narratives, what chance does a legitimate Karen Reed have if this were a legitimate Karen Reed? Whether she's guilty or innocent, there's a lot of questions in this case. A lot of things that just don't make a lot of sense on both sides. But I think a lot of questions were answered. Questions in this case that were answered that show cause and effect. Do this, you get that. Specifically the phone data. You back up, your vehicle gets into I'm going to pay attention mode. Precisely the same time O'Keefe's phone stops doing anything. It's right where there would be that sort of contact if you hit him. And it shows that, and it's data. And then we saw all sorts of demonstrations. We certainly saw a taillight can break at that speed. We also saw fun with paint, which I know a lot of people like to joke about, but at the end of the day, I mean, look at it. It really kind of showed right there how this is possible. We saw examples of other accidents where people were injured, even visibly, aesthetically worse than what O'Keefe was, without broken bones, just like O'Keefe didn't have broken bones. So it is possible. And if everything happened the way it appears to have happened, Karen Reed struck John O'Keefe. I think the science has brought us there and shows she hit him. Now, did she know about it? Well, her own words kind of show us that she probably did too. How conscious was she of it? How much of it was brownout? How much of it was flight? I don't even say fight, but flight. We're making a choice to try and save the life of someone. Or save your reputation. What was it that night? You tell me. Closing arguments. We'll be going over those very soon. In the comments, what do you think? Where will this go? Has your opinion changed at all on this case from the first case? Or even maybe back and forth on this case itself? Curious. Let me know in the comments. And please press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage of this case or the many that we cover for you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Brewski. We'll talk again real soon.
Want true crime coverage all day, every day? Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today and get the latest cases delivered right to your feed.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it. That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends
are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.